Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flow, where we listen to everything so you don't have to. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
And today we're talking about Mac Miller's fifth studio album, entitled Swimming in Parentheses in a Sea of Tranquility.
Groovy.
No, that part wasn't.
It should have been
in a Sea of Tranquility. Here we go. Well, let me go with these singles real quick. Small Worlds, Self-Care, What's the Use? This was released August 3rd, 2018. Some of the production is Cardio! Steve Lacy, Tay Beast, Flying Lotus, Digi, Dev Haynes, DJ DeHi, DigiPhonics, I should have said. That's enough. There's a lot of people. Mac Miller been through some things.
This album was great. I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead. Let's go.
Because it was so emotional. It came out right in Mercury reggaeton. So it was just
yo, I thought reggaeton I made a comeback. I said, what is Mercury reggaeton?
You talk about when Mercury goes into Gatorade.
There we go. Exactly.
I said, this is
the perfect mood music, man. Like, really, who saw this coming? And I was, you know, because Mac Miller, sometimes you listen to his last album and you think, what else does he have to give me? I'm told.
Yeah, because that album, it was, you know, Woman is Everything. And Mac Miller should get credit for. And this is a joke, so I don't take it seriously. Anybody be like, yeah, you want to give credit to a man. But because Divinity, what's it called? Something like that, was all about women. And then his ex, Ariana Grande, did the God is a Woman song. And I was like, oh, I wonder. No, he should have got some credit.
Yo, that's the jam.
Yeah, everybody loved that God is a Woman. Oh, man, I didn't even mention J. Cole was a producer. J. Cole had one of my favorite beats on this album.
Play it real quick so they know it's real.
It's called Hurt Feelings.
I know you cried to that. Jonathan, it's okay to let your man emotions out.
Yeah, I would. I don't care about that. But I didn't cry to no hurt feelings. Hey,
this album was bumping.
Hey,
how do you make your emotions bump?
I have no idea.
It's definitely mood music, though.
That's what I was thinking too, because he's coming off this breakup. He had the DUI, so you know he's at his lowest point. He's always been battling addiction, and I was thinking a completely different album we were gonna get. And then I saw the video. I remember when he released Self Care, and the thing about Self Care was, I mean, he's in this. I think they said that the video is like he's in this casket. He's buried alive because of what critics are telling him, and. Because the first four, even the first half of Self-Care, he's beating himself up.
Yeah.
But then you get to that beat switch. And I think after that, I mean, most of this album, it takes. I was thinking, I wonder if part of his realization that Mac Miller had to do with time. He mentions times a lot, like, I have all the time in the world. Nobody cares about clocks when they broke or something, you know, till they break or something like that. And I was wondering, like, did somebody say, look, you don't know how much time you got left, so straighten up or ship out or something. Because he only did one interview, and that was Beats 1. It was super quick because I don't have Beats Apple Music, so maybe it was longer, but the YouTube version is only 10 minutes. And then I tried to go look for new other interviews, and I got the Larry King one he did a couple of years back when he was releasing Good AM. I was like, dang, this dude didn't talk anymore. So, because I was trying to dig deep into, you know, what was his mind state when he made this album. But he threw this album out and just was like, here it is. Here's, you know, do what y'all will with it.
Yeah. Quick thing, though. Like, Don't you think people that are rich, they get DUIs, are the dumbest people ever? Like, I just feel like that's the epitome of stupid.
Well, I was with you. I had that same mind state all the way up until Uber and Lyft came out. Then I said, oh, not everybody's just completely idiotic because there's no excuse for you.
Well, sometimes you might not have enough money still.
Might as well. There's no way you could put all that shit on a credit card.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But I was thinking kind of like that, too. I was like, because John mentioned, like, his addiction. And I'm like, do people have addictions before they get famous? Or does this develop once they become famous?
That's a very good question. Oh,
no, that's a really good question.
Because if you've already got an addiction, we've talked about this. Fame is a horrible drug. Yeah. Is that another drug to add on to it? It's like, yeah, I'm smoking weed. Let me do some cocaine now, too. You're like, no, you gotta stick to this weed.
Like, I don't know how it starts. Like, I guess I've never, like, seen or paid attention to a celeb's story who's like still living but battled addiction. Like how did this even start? Like someone gave you coke because you were tired and then you snorted it and it helped you stay up?
That's most of the stories that we get. It's not even the stay up, is yo, I got so much pressure on me, I need something to take the edge off. And it's usually cocaine, heroin, it's hard drugs. And you know, we just seen Demi Lovato go through that. So yeah, Demi had other problems I don't want to talk about. But I don't know Mac Miller's story to know if he had these problems before or after the fame. But yeah, fame does not help.
Yeah,
because you're in the spotlight, and you just like that's why I was. This one of the albums that you know we probably didn't need this album. And that as far as fans, they like I think fans understood the position he was in.
Yeah, but it was very descriptive. I like the way he expresses emotions. I like the way Mac Miller expresses his sadness.
My
his
regrets.
Sorrows.
I like text. I shouldn't have sent. That was a dope little line.
That's what I'm saying. Like, first of all, he does it so cheerful. Almost, it's like it was very solemn and stuff like that.
What kind of groove is this?
I love this. You can leave it. This is my favorite song here.
This is the joint.
Move your shoulders, yeah. Like
is this the one with Snoop on there? I think What's the Use is the one with Snoop. Snoop and J.I.D. They do like background vocals on like the hook.
I say JID. I don't know if it's J.I.D. or what.
They're not mentioned on here, but yeah, they are not there.
Yeah, no, they on.
And then who else is on there? Thundercat. I think he's the other voice on there. And he has a part on that song. That song got too great of a groove. I said, what are we doing? Too,
but it's lovely, isn't it?
What are we doing,
the
man?
The whole album stays in that pocket, though. Like, it's like really, it flows, man. I enjoy this album.
I did. I did. You know what? My one, here's, you know, I think it could have been shorter because he can tell a story easier. And I honestly believe it should have ended with 2009.
Yeah,
that's the year before he got signed. So he talks about like, yo, and so he's basically showing his growth. Like, this ain't 2009. I can't go into. And it was a perfect ending. Like, if you listen to this beat. You always end the album with strings.
It does sound like the sign at the end.
Let's get to our stream. That's taking too long.
Sound like the strings in a Disney movie.
I was waiting for damn, son. Where'd you find this? I thought it was going to do that. Well, I don't need to lie no more. Nowadays, all I do is shine. Take a breath and ease my mind. She don't cry no more. She t- Yeah, there's a couple of things in this album that stuck out too about relationships. He talks about Imperfecto. And I was like, who's the woman? Is this Ariana? Is this a new person? Is it just nobody and you're using it as a figure? Is it a metaphor for something?
It was good though, man.
It was. It was a solid little album. Mac Miller.
I think we often forget how good Mac Miller's voice is. It seems like when Mac Miller's not rapping, you totally forget about him. Like,
if this was a different era, Mac Miller definitely be singing blues. I thought Mac Miller was a black guy. Oh, you old white dude singing blues. I don't want to smell no more.
Exactly.
I'm giving this a 4 out of 5, man.
I'm giving it a 4 out of 5 too, John. We're on the same page, man.
Oh, hey, hey. Copycat looked good, bastard. Okay. Y'all gotta start writing down your numbers. Right. I don't trust people no more.
What? I'm giving it a 3.
All right, Sarah Jo.
You got to be in a certain mood to listen to this.
This is you,
mood
yo, music. Yeah, you
are right. This is
because not, I was listening to this on like a day where I was just exhausted. And I was more exhausted after listening to this.
Yeah, I never took this to the gym. Never.
Oh, you can't take this to the gym. No. It's got to be a stormy night, you know.
A night where you don't want to smell no
day,
more.
Yeah. But he'll give you a little bop, though. He'll give you a little bop.
All right, next review is definitely going to be the Eminem Kamikaze review. So look forward to that at One and Only, at Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine, at Mac Miller. Tell him thanks. Until next time, peace.
Peace.
Yeah. Used to want to be a superhero, flying around with a cape and some bad guys. Now my head underwater, but I ain't in the shower and I ain't getting baptized. To the good and the bad times, all the cuts, broken bones and the black eyes. Young motherfucker with a mad mind, made a couple million off of rap lines. Y'all can't tell me nothing no more. Came from the basement under that floor. You don't come close, you don't need to know I'm the goat. You don't need to know how I go, cause you know what you want. All I wanna do is the most. Backflip off the ropes, got hooked when I'm in the post. Yeah, my girl too clutch to choke. And I ain't calling it quits. You can build a wall with your bricks. Well, I keep talking that shit. It's like this. Liquor still in my cup. Get faded when I wake up. Cause everything is too much. So what? Woke up this moment with a bright idea. Maybe I can exist forever right here. Let it run. Okay, well, I'ma be here for a while, longer than I did expect.